Adam left.
Love the cool things we can do, we can do, we can do. We love the cool things we can do on our computer.
When you need to talk technology, no one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
Good morning, tis I, Adam Lepp, the computer guy, with my twice weekly...
It's time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers' show is on.
It's time... Actually, sometimes, see, radio software has a mind of its own. And Charlie Evers is on, but he's on right after me. So if you are a Charlie Evers fan, wait about 59 minutes and his show will commence. And it's well worth the wait, I can assure you. However, until then, it is I, Adam the Computer Guy, on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and of course broadcasting online via the power and magic of the internet at WWGH1071.com. So if you are wondering, what do we do here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show? Well, we talk today's top technology topics. We take your telephone calls. In fact, give me a call right now. I would just love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Anything from the usual computer problems that you might have at your home or office, or perhaps maybe your printer, yes, isn't printing or not printing anything other than gibberish. Maybe your monitor is only monitoring your headaches, and your web server isn't serving you anything other than wastes of time and money, and of course, general energy issues. That is, using your energy to try to fix a problem that you can't fix. Well, we solve those issues right here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, starring myself, Adam Lepp, your friendly neighborhood IT person. In addition, one thing I've been doing, including on today's show, is broadcasting a live video on Facebook. So if you're a friend of mine, that would be wonderful, really appreciated. You can go to my Facebook presence, either Adam the Computer Guy or just Adam Lepp in Ohio, and watch me live on Facebook video. How's that for coolness with a capital C? In addition, I'm going to go ahead right now and share this live video with the WWGH Facebook page. So again, regardless of how you may have a connection with me, you know, one of those 7 degrees of separation perhaps, that's okay, because you can watch me do the show in our slightly chilly studio, wearing my slightly fashionable winter coat in the 52-degree studio that we are in. Talking about tech, about self-driving vehicles, medical technology, data snooping, data privacy, politics and sports, and how they interact with social media, and all that good stuff. Again, feel free to give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. If you heard the news, starring, of course, our program manager and my fellow station general manager, Scott Spears, you probably heard that the man with the golden voice, and obviously that wouldn't be myself, but the man with the golden voice, Mr. Ted Williams, he will be joining our airwaves this and every Friday between about 10 after 11 a.m. and noon with the Golden Voice Show. Now here's a man with dulcet tones that are just marvelous, to say the least. He'll also be participating in the Exchange Club with Marianne, Charlie, and Scott, and usually Sean, sometimes Terry, and maybe a surprise or two, maybe even myself from time to time, between about 12:10 p.m. and 2, this and every Friday. So great things on the docket. on the docket here at Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM, and of course, broadcasting online at WWGH1071.com. And one of the best ways to listen, if you're on a mobile device, is with the TuneIn app. It's free. Download it. Make WWGH and Marion one of your favorites, bookmark it, etc. And when you wish to listen anytime on demand, just select the station, click on the little triangle thingy to play, and voila, we are on your favorite mobile device.
How will you make it on your own?
We salute the life of Mary Tyler Moore, again, a groundbreaking TV actress, producer, and woman of extreme talent. I would probably spend the entire show discussing all of her talents, so instead I'll just mention that she was a personal favorite of myself and my dad, Michael. He used to watch the show faithfully every day, and I would often join him and my mom and sometimes my sister. A working woman, woman with an outstanding job, not to mention the job being in the broadcasting industry at a TV station in chilly Minneapolis. And she was on for many years, as well as in movies, other TV shows. Passed away yesterday at the age of 80, and a very sad moment for sure. Ed Asner, her co-star in the show, he played her boss, Mr. Grant. He's been on with Scott Spears a few times here at the station. So we have some two or three degree separations, so to speak, with the great Mary Tyler Moore, who we lost yesterday at the age of 80. Very sad event for sure. And we do salute the life and times of this fine actress and television superstar, to put it mildly. If you want to talk about Mary Tyler Moore, again, Florence Henderson, we lost her recently also. Some of the TV icons that are personal favorites or idols of mine that we've lost over the last few months, feel free to call the station. I'd love to talk about it, because speaking about people in broadcasting, even if it's fictional, I think it helps ease the pain of their losses, and is always a good topic of conversation. Again, 740-383-9944. That's the number here at the radio station with me, Adam Lepp, the computer guy. So we talk about social networking, social media. Of course, our auxiliary staff member, Harry Yeprem Jr. He, of course, is watching me on video like he often does, and thank you very much for watching. Also want to thank my my friend. I've known this guy for, goodness sakes, almost 13 and a half years. His name is Tyler, and he lives in the far west side of the Columbus area. I'd like to thank him for watching me. Didn't think he was up this early, but that's okay. He must have made some good coffee. Of course, gentlemen, you're welcome to call me and talk today's top technology topics. I would love to have you aboard. Also want to thank Chris for watching and listening. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Again, any questions that you have about your computer, the one at your office or home or organization or your car or your pocket or what have you, feel free to call me. We solve computer problems. We talk about technology. And again, we can also discuss the influence that some of the iconic stars that we've lost over the last few months had on myself or yourself. Again, Mary Tyler Moore yesterday. What a genius, to put it mildly. Age 80. We lost her yesterday. And Florence Henderson recently. 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. Harry, our auxiliary staff member. I mentioned he's a frequent watcher and caller and participant on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. He also takes care of our Twitter. We are tweeting, and Harry is kind of in charge of that. And we thank him very much. At WWGH Radio, that is our Twitter presence. Of course, there are many social media platforms, apps, and websites. And, of course, the big one is Facebook. And you can, of course, watch me live on Facebook video as I do the show. Also, if you're a fan of the station, WWGH, you can watch the video that way. How's that for coolness? With a capital C. Of course, Facebook is not the only social media platform out there. There's also one called LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is often used by people to find employees or find employers, or kind of like what you would do on Facebook, get in touch with a long-lost friend or even a relative. LinkedIn, if you may have noticed, has announced a new look tied to a complete overhaul of its technology architecture. which brings conversations and content front and center. Also like to thank Mauricio. He lives, I believe, on the east side of Columbus. He's also a newlywed. And Mauricio, thank you very much for watching. Feel free to call and talk technology topics of your choice. Again, 740-383-9944. If you are too shy to call me and be on the air, well, I fully understand that. Not everybody likes to be in front of a microphone like I do. I fully understand. Leave a message for me on my Facebook video feed that you're kindly watching, or, of course, on my own Facebook, or on the station's Facebook, and I'll be happy to address that topic, question, comment, complaint, etc. Always welcome. We are discussing the redesign of LinkedIn, kind of a professional and HR networking alternative to Facebook, and they've recently redesigned their website. They had a mobile browser version launched about a year and a half ago, and the desktop version is designed to, I would say, interact or be similar to the mobile version. So it's a little smoother transition. There we go, between desktop and mobile. I may need more coffee to try to get the words out better, but I think I figured it out. Anyway, here are some of the changes that LinkedIn, if you've not already seen their new desktop version, their website, some things that they've changed over the last week or two. They're also going to do some more changes over the next few weeks, so stay tuned to a computer near you. They are streamlining the navigation bar. There'll be a home, messaging, jobs, notification, me, my network, and search area. Messaging will be smarter. There'll be a real-time interface with more robust capabilities, such as being able to identify people with a user's network who work at a company where the user would like to work. Richer feed. Relevant content surfaced to users through a combination of algorithms and human editors. More intuitive search. One universal search box that has filter options. More information. For example, more details on who has viewed a member's content. Always like to know who's looking at my stuff, right? Well, they're going to do that over at LinkedIn. As well as better profile suggestions. My listener, longtime friend of 13 and a half years, Tyler M., he's asked me a question through my live video feed. Since obviously, Tyler, you're too shy to call, I fully understand that. You know, Tyler has a pretty good voice, and he's a great singer. You should hear this guy pull off Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. He's not a very big guy, but he's got a big voice, and this guy can belt out a tune. But he doesn't want to call me. I understand that. Some people, again, don't have this obsession with being on the microphone like I do. But Tyler, again, he does have a question, in all seriousness, asking me which browser is better for security, Firefox or Chrome. Honestly, Tyler, I would say it's a toss-up. One thing about Chrome is that it's part of Google, and you know, most people with a smartphone, or many people, I don't know about most, it kind of depends upon your age and where you live, but I have an Android, so it's kind of tied into Chrome. They used to be an Android browser, but they've retired that, even though if you have an older model, you can still use it. But Chrome is attached to the Android phones and your Android, perhaps your Android tablets, your Android computer at your home or office, for example. So data, passwords, etc., can be shared among those devices, but you don't have to share them. And people often forget that Google kind of attaches your data in the different locations that you're using a product of that company. Whereas Firefox, as far as I know, there's no smartphone made by the Mozilla company, which is they're the Firefox people. So unless you know how to make these changes, I would say Firefox probably is more secure, but it really is a toss-up because Chrome is pretty much the leading browser, and that's the one that I use and recommend. But in terms of having to do custom configuring, if you just want to go ahead and launch a website, and Firefox might be a better bet. But it is a bit of a toss-up, and it does depend upon your computer and what you use it for. So kind of a close call, but I would probably pick Firefox if I had to, because you never quite know what Google is, what they have up their sleeve in terms of saving your data and sharing it. The same issue that we've had with Apple, where they've sometimes been a little less than honest about what data is being shared or archived when you're on an iPhone. So, Tyler, thank you for the question. And hopefully my answer was helpful to you and all my other listeners. Again, I'm live on Facebook video via my profile, Adam the Computer Guy, or Adam Lepp in Ohio. Search for me. Add me if you're not already a friend. Let me know you're a listener to the show, and I'll be happy to do that. I'm a pretty friendly guy. As well as on the station's Facebook, WWGH 107.1 in Marion. Also, you can email me. Now, I'm the person in charge of the station email, so you know that it works well. And yes, we're like Hillary and we're like Donald. We have a private email server. How about that? Adam at WWGH1071.com. That is our email on our private email server. Of course, we can do that because we're not politicians. So, hey, why not, right? Anyway, we're talking about some of the changes that LinkedIn has made. LinkedIn being a social media platform and a Facebook-type system, but designed more for interaction with employees, employers, and a professional level. That is less sharing of pictures of your cat and more discussions about getting a better job or networking with people in the same field, etc., or in touch with long-lost relatives or friends, and you know, I got a few of those. So the LinkedIn website is adding a pull-down menu next to the navigation bar that reveals a universal search box, which makes it easier to search by specific topics. For example, universities, people, and jobs. Clicking on the More icon on the bar launches other experiences like LinkedIn Learning. Rob Enderle, an expert in this field, and we quote him often because this man has a very very large amount of brain cells, let's put it that way. He says that the new desktop seems to provide more, better information in a single glance. If time is important, they seem to have optimized for this. He said the redesign is both clean and informative. It makes more sense to keep this page up and visit it more regularly than I've traditionally done. However, Holger Mueller, a principal analyst at Constellation Research, said, "There is still room for improvement, though. I just wish they'd fix search. Why do I have to use Google to find people?" Location search is broken, according to Mr. Mueller. The WIIFM. What's in it for me? That's a new abbreviation. WIIFM. Is that a radio station? Or maybe that's a radio station where they play Wii. WIIFM. WIII. More games. Well, we'll talk about that later. Again, I'm not as good of a singer as my friend Tyler, so I do apologize, but I don't mind belting out a tune every now and then. Anyway, this WIIFM, what's in it for me, according to this gentleman, Holger Mueller, an expert in the field, said, the balance for a user of LinkedIn is broken. Now, LinkedIn members might find the updated messaging feature useful, as it lets them send and receive messages while remaining in their field. Alan Lepofsky. Now, that's a good name because that almost sounds like my name. My name is Adam Lepp. This gentleman's name is Alan Lepofsky. So I'm sure he is a person of also high brain cell content. He works also at Constellation Research. He said, LinkedIn has always had a vast amount of data, but they have struggled with the communication elements that bring people together. LinkedIn shutdown answers and groups has a lot of competition from other community software. So focusing the new design around the elements that will enable people to discover, connect, and share with colleagues is critical to improving LinkedIn's stickiness. Again, we're talking today's top technology topics on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show with yours truly, Adam Lepp, your friendly neighborhood IT homo sapiens. Taking your telephone calls live here in the studio at 740-383-9944. I want to thank a listener in Durham, North Carolina. Unfortunately, we don't travel that far over the airwaves, but you can listen online. John, thank you very much for watching. I greatly appreciate it. If you have a question about your computer, you want to talk tech topics, talk about robots or self-driving cars or medical technology, I'd love to hear from you. Pick up your telephone apparatus, 740-383-9944. Also like to thank Michael. He's a gentleman who has dabbled in broadcasting, He is, I believe, in the western Akron suburb of Wadsworth. He's a native of the Queen City, Cincinnati. Thank you very much, Michael, for watching. You greatly appreciated. Anyway, we talked about LinkedIn and what they're doing to change their website, improvements that they're making. They've made these changes because, according to our expert Rob Enderle, they needed to engage far more. It was becoming trivialized. From Constellation Research, one of their analysts, Cindy Zhu, said the company wants to increase the amount of time that users spend on the network, similar to Facebook's model, to grow advertising opportunities. Toward that end, LinkedIn has partnered with DataSift to offer marketers insights into the activities and interests of nearly 470 million LinkedIn members. Given that the new features are business-oriented and seem to improve engagement, the general feeling is that this update is a positive change for the network. Of course, I'm on LinkedIn under Adam Lepp, and there are other Adam Lepps, but of course, I'm the one in Ohio. And if you'd like to connect with me on LinkedIn, that would be wonderful. If you'd like to talk about the changes in LinkedIn, maybe some things that you would suggest, because I don't think LinkedIn has taken off as they expected. I mean, no one's half as big as Facebook, but I think LinkedIn could be bigger. It is a good service, and I like using it. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. I would love to hear from you. We welcome your telephone calls. Would like to welcome a longtime friend of mine from Columbus, Bill. Bill, thank you very much for watching. Greatly appreciated. Feel free to call the show with any questions or comments or suggestions or complaints, 740-383-9944. You are listening to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, a twice-weekly feature here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and broadcasting online via the power and magic of the Internet at WWGH1071.com. Let's go across the globe to China. China has announced new measures to further restrict its citizens' access to the Internet. The 14-month campaign appears designed to crack down on the use of web platforms and services unapproved by the government and on virtual private networks, which can be used to access these platforms and services covertly. While China's Internet Network Access Services market is facing many development opportunities, there are, quote, signs of disorderly development that show the urgent need for regulation. And that was explained by China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology in a notice posted to a government website. Now, this coming cleanup of China's network access services will standardize the market. It will strengthen network information security management and promote the healthy and orderly development of the country's internet industry, according to their Ministry of Industry and Information Technology. In order to operate legally, internet service providers, virtual private network providers, data centers, and content delivery networks will have to obtain a license from the government and adhere to strict limitations. Now, this cleanup also places severe new restrictions on cross-border business activities. It requires that government approval be obtained to create or lease lines, including VPN channels, to perform cross-border business activities. Those restrictions essentially will block any Chinese citizen from using a virtual private network, which means hiding his or her IP address and rerouting their connections to servers outside their country in order to access websites that the government doesn't want them to see. So some government censorship going on in China. Let me know what you think about this. Adam at WWGH1071.com or give me a buzz right now, 740-383-9944. Anyway, China is known for controlling the information its citizens can see on the Internet with its great firewall, which screens internet traffic between China and the outside world. Any requests to see information that Beijing deems inappropriate are sent to an internet graveyard. Now check this out. Among the 171 of the world's top 1,000 websites, that is China, they're blocking about 1 in 6 of the top 1,000 websites. And those include three big ones, Google, Facebook, and Twitter. That's according to a censorship monitoring service, greatfire.org. Now, a VPN lets you get through the firewall, but the government wants to block this. So trying to block what a computer geek like myself may try to do. China has also taken a more proactive approach to dealing with websites it doesn't like. It crafted a great cannon, which it uses to launch distributed denial of service attacks on domains critical of Beijing. My friend Tyler, who's watching, thank you very much for watching, Tyler, in the far west side area of Columbus, the capital city. He has commented that the Donald is doing something like that with federal agencies, and I would tend to agree. We probably could spend a whole week of shows discussing the Donald and the internet. I'd like you as a listener to call me, as this topic certainly is controversial, and I'm sure we could have a great conversation. So, if you, my listener, would like to comment about the Donald and the internet and censorship, great topic, 740-383-9944. Send me an email. I'll be happy to read your comment on the air. Adam@WWGH1071.com. Or if you're microphone shy, go ahead and go to my live video feed via the station's Facebook presence, WWGH107.1 in Marion, or my own live video feed on my Facebook page, and let me know what you think. A good topic for sure. Anyway, China's government has attempted to restrict VPN access in the past, particularly at sensitive times, such as when the National Communist Party convenes. Now, a meeting of that type is scheduled for the end of this year. Now, this great cleanup that we're discussing may be a departure from the past. Cynthia Wong, she's a senior internet researcher at Human Rights Watch, said, "This new directive may be a sign that the restrictions might become more systematic. In the past, enforcement of virtual private network restrictions seemed spotty. Sometimes they worked, sometimes they didn't." Cynthia Wong, again an internet researcher, said, "Part of the problem with censorship in China is that it's often opaque. Users are left wondering why their virtual private network isn't working. Is it because of technical problems or is it because of the government? This needs to be viewed as part of a broader crackdown on any kind of independent media by the Chinese government. In recent years, the government has doubled down on efforts to restrict any information that diverges from its official narrative." Now, VPNs, virtual private networks, are used for many purposes in China. Among them, to keep companies' discussions about their intellectual property and market strategies secure. Now, she said, "I would hope industry pushes back on this, because it will be much more difficult to run innovative businesses in China without full access to information. It is in their interest for this to be a concern for them, and they should be concerned about corporate espionage as well." Now, once this great cleanup starts, obviously it'll be difficult to sell a VPN in China. Glenn Chadnot, VP of Marketing for Uplevel Systems, said, "What they're saying is that they want to listen in on VPN connections. In order to meet that requirement, we'd have to re-architect our product." And that's because with Uplevel's product, the encryption keys reside with the user, so the VPN provider has no way of decrypting the user's traffic. Uplevel has limited its sales to the United States because selling VPNs internationally can be challenging, and according to their VP, Glenn Chagnot. He said the technical requirements vary from country to country. What works for the United States does not necessarily work for Europe and doesn't necessarily work for China. Asked if more and more countries are seeking the power to snoop on a VPN? He said, absolutely. So here in the great U.S. of A., we worry about some of the censorship that the Donald is working on. And we worry about the NSA and China. They're looking to block VPNs, where people can use a private network in a secure fashion. They already block Google and Facebook and Twitter. Again, one out of six of the 1,000 most popular websites are blocked by the Chinese government. So let me know what you think about that. Obviously, I'm not in favor of it because the internet is free speech at work. Even in countries that don't have the governmental system that we do here in the States, I think that's important. Would love to hear from you. Adam at WWGH1071.com. Or, of course, give me a call right now. I'm live in the studio at the Marion Center Mall in historic Marion, OH, 740-383-9944. We've discussed Samsung and the Galaxy Note 7, which, let's say, can be a fire hazard. Samsung Electronics, this past Monday, announced it has developed new quality assurance protocols to ensure that it will not have a repeat of the catastrophic issues which plagued its Galaxy Note 7. Last fall, Samsung issued a universal recall after several of the devices caught fire or exploded. In one incident, a Southwest Airlines flight had to be evacuated in Louisville, Kentucky, after a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 caught fire and produced thick smoke on an airplane. Samsung initially blamed the problem on an, quote, isolated faulty battery cell issue before opting to issue a general recall of the device. Samsung has reaffirmed that the design and production of the batteries caused the problems, not the hardware or software, but the company has acknowledged that it should have done more to ensure that the batteries could not overheat and cause fires. It has enlisted a group of external advisors to provide clear and objective perspectives on battery safety and innovation. Samsung has unveiled its new 8-point battery safety check. Now, this is meant to address any potential problems. It encompasses a durability test, visual inspection, X-ray test, disassembling test, and a charge and discharge test, as well as an accelerated usage test. So Samsung is looking to make sure that the battery problems with the Galaxy Note 7 will not occur with new devices, and I certainly applaud them for that. In addition, Samsung will conduct a multi-layer safety measure protocol on all of its devices. It will cover the overall design and materials, as well as device hardware strength. Furthermore, it will ensure that software algorithms are in place for safer battery charging temperatures. Roger Kay, he is from Endpoint Technologies Associates, said, Samsung is doing the right thing. It took its time, but eventually it got enough instances of failed batteries in the lab to figure out what the technical issue was. At the same time, Samsung has been relatively forthcoming about the results and taking responsibility. Ian Fogg, he's from IHS Markit, said, the first thing Samsung has to do was make clear that it understood the core of the Note 7 fire, and it had to ensure that it won't happen again. It had to make creditable assurances to customers, vendors, and retailers that this would not happen with future models. The announcement addressed both of these issues. So Samsung is taking some very good steps to make sure that the exploding battery issue that they had last year will not recur on new models. And again, that's a obviously very good thing. Now, although Samsung addressed what it will do to help avoid future problems, the company did not take full blame for the issue. Ramon Llamas IDC Research's manager for wearables and mobile phones said, "There is plenty of blame to go around here." When Samsung asks a supplier to ramp up production on batteries to meet demand, there is blame as well. The next test will be when they unveil a new flagship phone. They will have to showcase how innovative it is in terms of features, but also address the power in the way it charges and its reliability. That will be part of the next announcement for any of its products, as the lithium-ion batteries are used in so many products, from laptops to phones and even to cars. What is also likely to come out of Samsung's new emphasis on battery safety is a delay of its next flagship handset, which likely will be the Galaxy S8. Now, this Galaxy S8 had been expected to make its debut at the upcoming Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, in February. But now it looks like that'll be delayed. Our expert Ramon Llamas from IDC Research said, if they don't make the Mobile World Congress, that breaks from tradition, but we can expect that the phone is still coming. In fact, he said, such a delay could be met positively, as, quote, taken in this context, it shows that the company is making sure that it does things right next time. The public is both sophisticated and about understanding that technical failures occur, and attention deficit disorder enough, that is ADD enough, to forget the past pretty quickly. So if Samsung gets the next one right, all will be forgotten. It is a right step, but that's all that it is, according to, again, Ramon Llamas. Samsung will need to make multiple steps to regain consumer confidence. They've identified the problem, but now they need to ensure that it doesn't happen again. I want to thank Michael from, I think he's in Oklahoma, for watching. Thank you very much, Michael. He's a broadcaster of sorts. If you'd like to call the show, I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. We appreciate our listeners here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, a twice-weekly feature here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM. Of course, FM technically stands for Frequency Modulation, but here in this studio, it stands for Fantastic and Marvelous Radio. Michael, thank you very much for watching. He has informed me that he is listening from his office in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Thank you so much, Michael. I really appreciate it. Again, feel free to call the show or send me an email. Love to hear from you. The Adam the Computer Guy radio show is a twice-weekly feature on, again, Marion's Talking Place. Beep, beep. My goodness, did I beat my own horn? Beep, beep. Well, I guess I did. Roadrunner is not in the studio, but I am. And you may ask, why did I beat my own horn? Well, that's because I am the webmaster and web host and email host of this great website that we have, WWGH1071.com. And you may ask, what can you do on this fantastic website? Well, many things. For example, you can click on the Listen Now button, and you can listen to our station live. How about that? You can also see information and photos of our show hosts, myself, my fellow managers, of course, Scott Spears, Terry Tackett, and Sean Kraft. You can see photos of our celebrity guests. For example, myself hanging out with Dick Gregory in Columbus a few months ago. That's on the homepage. Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers, a childhood idol of mine. He's there on the homepage with Scott and Sean and Terry and, of course, Charlie. Information about Heaven Express with Paul and Glenna and the other shows that we offer. And if you ever miss a show or you'd like to hear a show again, that's okay. Because if you go to the show archive section, you can listen to pretty much all of the shows that we've had on the air since January of last year. Charlie Evers, now with Scott Spears, Scott and his famous celebrity guests, Paul and Glenna, of course, myself, and other shows. So do check out our website. It really rocks, WWGH1071.com. If you are a drinker of tea or coffee, like myself, you might find this interesting, especially if you are a recent Super Lotto winner. The Tiforia infuser costs about $1,500, and it is a tea apparatus. Now, obviously, for that price, 1,500 smackaroonios, it packs plenty of high-tech capabilities and hardware, including Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, plus a mobile companion app. So that's a very high-tech tea device. It has Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. Now, it is completely automated. It even scans RFID tags, radio frequency key thingies, on its tea packs for precise brewing directions. Now, that's for someone who takes tea drinking very seriously. So obviously, this very expensive and fancy kitchen appliance does consistently create good cups of tea. You can get devices that are more reasonably priced that do pretty much the same thing. If you're a high-tech person who takes his or her tea drinking very seriously. The $219 Breville One-Touch Tea Maker and the S-Pro P5, $78, including a tea filter, are obviously much lower than this Tiforia infuser and its $1,500 price tag. So, there are some high-tech tea makers out there. So if you don't want to use just the old-fashioned $5 tea kettle that whistles when the water is ready, you can spend as much as $1,500 for a high-tech tea apparatus. Let me know if you would actually buy one of those. I mean, the $79 ones are okay, but I'm not sure about $1,500. Give me a call. I mean, I take my tea and coffee seriously, but not that seriously. Adam at WWGH1071.com, or give me a call right now in the studio, 740-383-9944. I talk pretty fast. How about that? Speaking about people who speak very well, again, the one and only golden voice, the dulcet tones of Mr. Ted Williams. He's been on the show, not my show, but with Scott and other shows, off and on over the last couple of years. He'll be on the air this Friday, right after the 11 o'clock features until noon with the Golden Voice Show. You don't want to miss it. Then I'll be participating in the Exchange Club with Scott and Marianne and Charlie and a few other people. Coming up this and every Friday. How about that for great programming? Yes, we're the bomb, to put it mildly. We're the best. We rock, whatever word you want to use. This radio station, you don't want to miss 1 minute of programming. Again, the Golden Voice Show with the one and only Ted Williams this Friday, starting at 10 minutes after 11 a.m. on Marianne's Talking Place, broadcasting around the world on the Internet, WWGH. My friend Tyler, again, a participant in the show today via his Facebook messages, has informed me that Charter Spectrum, again, has lowered the price of broadband considerably since taking over Time Warner. New deals begin last week. 60 Mbps down and 5 Mbps up for $49.99. So, as we see consolidation in the telecom and broadband marketplace, we're seeing some better pricing. And as somebody, you know, who's not exactly a millionaire, I certainly appreciate that. So, give me a call. Let's talk about some of the pricing, the competition in the broadband and telecom industry. Always a good topic. Saving money is certainly something we need to do as we spend more and more money on technology and the tools needed to use this technology and use it reliably. 740-383-9944. That's the phone number here in the studio. My name is Adam Lepp. There's about 5 minutes left to my show. It ends at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Marianne's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and, of course, broadcasting online by the power and magic of the Internet at WWGH1071.com. I want to go through the rules that we have regarding winning prizes. Now, Charlie Evers is on next, like he is every Wednesday and Thursday between 10 after 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Charlie is a walking encyclopedia of the Marion and Mid-Ohio area. and he gives away prizes. Food, pizzas, cupcakes, tickets to Kosai, the zoo, what have you. In terms of winning prizes, you can only win one time every 30 days. And when you are lucky enough to be a prize winner, you must pick up your prize within 10 days of the prize that you won. You must be at least 18 years of age. We do reserve the right to question any and all distribution of prizes. And you may pick up your prize here at the studio in the Marion Center Mall, right next to the Crafter's Coop, anytime Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Also like to let you know that every day at 8 a.m., well, during the 8 a.m. top of the hour feature, so it starts at approximately 6 minutes after 8, but that will depend upon the length of the other features. So somewhere in the 5 after to 10 after range of 8 a.m. Is that too complicated? Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I had too much coffee. Anyway, during the 8 a.m. top of the hour features, the 10 a.m. top of the hour features, the noon top of the hour features, and the 4 p.m. top of the hour features, I said that all in one breath, on WWGH, and this is 7 days a week, we offer the obituary report. And we are the only station in Marion that provides a full obituary report, and we do it 4 times a day. And yes, yours truly is the person who produces, archives, and voices the obituaries. So please do listen. We keep you informed. In addition to my obituary report, every hour, this is 24 hours a day at the top of the hour. Scott Spears, our program manager, provides you with news and weather. We have sponsor messages from our valued underwriters and supporters, previews of shows past, present, and future, and always a surprise or two. So great content keeping you informed from all angles here on WWGH, the talking place. My show is winding down, and again, don't fret, because coming up after me, the 10 a.m. features, is our local radio legend, Mr. Charlie Evers. Again, this man, as I said, is a walking encyclopedia of Marion and Mid-Ohio. He does give away prizes, subject to the rules that I have just enunciated, so please do listen. Like myself, he loves to take your calls live in the studio at 740-383-9944.
Do you ever ponder? Do you ever wonder? Do you ever question? In my server, serve and me. Your computer will print. Should you call the president? What in the world are you gonna do? Call Adam, the computer guy. Call Adam, don't know the reason why. Do you find it a waste of time? Because you cannot hear online. Call Adam, the computer guy. Or go online at thecomputerguy.com. There's a click of a mouse.
And thank you, Mr. Paul Savage, for performing on the keyboards and, of course, your own dulcet tones. The Adam the Computer Guy radio show theme song. Always a cool ditty to play during my show. Be sure to listen to Paul and his lovely wife, Glenna, every Sunday between about 10 after 5 in the p.m. and 6 p.m. for Heaven Express here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH. Adam Lepp here, thanking you for listening. My show is ending in 4 seconds. Charlie's next. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
You're listening to W.